a little crossover, falls to Lee Wynn. We'll make it 1-0. The flag is down. The Reds are up. And this game, which has been a seesaw, tilts in favor of New England. Oh, good touch here by Finley, who's in on the keeper. We'll tie the game. The Revs torn apart very quickly, and two guys who've punished them this season, Chani and Finley, and the Columbus Crew back on level terms, and you have to say, no more than they deserve. He's under some pressure, and he heads it over. The Revs want to take this quickly. With Francis on the yellow card. And that is going to be good night for the Costa Rica International. Rowe has his free kick. It will be Tierney. Oh, it drops from Jones, who scores! Flag down! Lead retaken! Jones played hero yet again, and the Reds' investment paying dividends now.
.15-10 WUFC, welcome to the New England Revolution post-match report, and if you're a Revolution fan tonight, you're smiling from ear to ear and you're starting the harvest for November. Tonight, the Revolution finally dispel the Columbus Crew and take the win 2-1. The call is courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet New England. I am Tom Quinlan. Thank you to Brad Calandrella, who is back in the studios in Quincy. We are live at Gillette Stadium this evening, getting all the rapid reaction surrounding the team, and we're taking your call. 617-237-1234, 617-237-1234. How do you feel about the night? How do you feel that Jay Heaps has increased his win total every single season since he's taken the helm as manager here? Yeah. The Revs had 14 wins last year. They're 15 now. I told you to bank on it that New England would have more than 14 wins this year, and they've already reached that pinnacle. So now the question is, where does this team finish? Is this a team that is going to be in second place or third place? I don't believe that the Revs, after winning tonight, can drop any lower than third now. They haven't clinched a playoff spot yet, but they don't drop any lower than third. You've put a tremendous amount of pressure on Kansas City because Kansas City ties D.C. last night. And sure, D.C. clinches a playoff spot, the first one in Eastern Conference to do so. But the Revs got a two-point advantage on Kansas City. They're now 4 points up on New York, who sits in fourth place. The Revs have 48 points. New York has 44 points. And the Columbus Crew sit 5 points back in New England in fifth place right now. And they're in a pretty tough position, Columbus is. Let me explain what's going on with the Columbus Crew right now. Tonight's loss was huge for them in a couple of different avenues. One, as you heard there at the top of the program, they're going to be without one of their key players. Now I just lost the name that was right in front of me. It is Waylon Francis. Waylon Francis, thank you, Brett, will be out the next game, two games, for yellow card accumulation and then a red card. So that's not good for Columbus because they got two games against Philadelphia. It goes Philadelphia, New York, Philadelphia. And Philly, New York, both fighting for their playoff lives still. So for Columbus to lose Francis on what was a dumb second yellow card tonight, I think it's going to really put this team behind the eight ball moving forward. And I didn't think that Columbus was overly impressive at all. I mean, I thought New England finally figured out the Crew. You know, you finally figured out your opponent tonight if you're the Revs. And, you know, as we see the coach Jay Heaps on Comcast Sportsnet right now, we're going to get his reactions in a couple of minutes as well. So stick with us here. He's going to be joining us on the press conference table a couple of minutes. But you have to be, if you're Coach Heaps tonight, you have to be very pleased, not excited, but pleased that your guys brought it together offensively this evening. I think the one thing that really separates this team from this year and last year is the uprise that you've had, or the rise that you've had, I should say, in the midfield play. The midfield play has been, I think, sensational for the Revs as of late. Obviously, you know what Jermaine Jones has added. Obviously, you know Lee Wynn, who, again, scores for the Revolution. And now on the year, when Lee Wynn scores, they're 10-1-1. So that middle of the field, that central midfield pairing is awesome. Kellen Rowe, I thought, for all things considered, had a quiet night. But when the guy's on the ball, Kellen is one of the most technically gifted players in the game. You got to give him a lot of credit. And then Teal Bunbury, I thought, was really heavily used tonight, too. I think Teal Bunbury saw a lot of action tonight. He, first off, set up that goal for Charlie Davey, for Lee Wynn, the first goal of the match. Bunbury crosses it in there for Lee and executes it perfectly. And I think Bunbury keeps on getting better. So the midfield play looked good tonight. Obviously, I thought Charlie looked good tonight. Yeah, people talk about Charlie flopping and stuff. But, you know, I think that Charlie adds an element to the game that distracts defenders. And, you know, you call a flop and you call it a bad eyesore. But the guy gets it done on the offensive side of things, whether you like it or not. All right, Jay Heaps is taking the press conference table right now. Let's take it.
That's right. Quickest red card in that one. He's playing
PSSL. Is he? Yep. All right, I thought we had Jay Heaps right there. I apologize for that. We'll stay with the room itself right now, and once Jay comes in here, we'll shut up and let the coach speak. But on the night for the Revs, again, 7-1-1 now over their last nine. The stats show, again, that this team is going to be comfortably going into November. They're going to be playing in the late fall classic, we'll call it. We're not going to call it the fall classic. We'll call it the late fall classic. But the Revs can think, okay, are we going to be a two seed now, a three seed? Are you going to be a one seed? Can you challenge the Eastern Conference leading DC United? I don't know if that is still in reach. I think 4 points could still be a stretch here. If they would have lost last night, DC, then we're sitting here tonight and saying, okay, the Revs have got a good shot at taking first. 4-point difference, 3 games left. It's going to be tough, especially when you look at the schedule for DC United. You know, DC's schedule is not that difficult when you think about what challenges they have left here. I'm pretty sure they got to see... They don't have any Champions League games, DC doesn't. Nothing that would get mixed up in there like Kansas City's is, where it's like 3 games in 9 days. So they're going to have a tough schedule. They got Houston, Chicago, and Montreal. DC's going to lock it up. So it's a matter of where the Revs finish in second or third. But let's get the reaction of Coach Jay Heaps tonight, who has to be very happy with the win. Let's go to the Papagayos press conference table with Coach Jay Heaps right now.
Hold on, folks.
This is all my...
You could just start with your comments on the match, and then I'll call on questions.
So it wasn't pretty. Sure, it wasn't pretty, but I thought it was, you know, a hard-fought game, and you're going to see these type of games as everything gets tighter and so much is at stake and playoff implications everywhere and 6-point games. But I was really happy with our week of preparation. I thought we went out and really set up a good pressing system, and we worked on free kicks. So in the end, I thought we had a lot of chances from their turnovers, and I thought that, you know, in the end it was going to take a little bit of a special play, and I thought, you know, Jermaine made that on the free kick.
Frank?
Just talk about Jermaine. Offensive threat.
I mean, it's great. I mean, we're really happy because that was a play we kind of worked on with a high line. They were playing a really high line, and I thought Jermaine timed it so well. You know, to me, he's just got a great sense of the game, and so to get that open on a free kick is really good. And I think that, you know, that he's a danger. You got to mark him on free kicks, and I thought he did a nice job getting open.
Kyle,
Jay, we've talked about, you know, muddling through these gritty, grindy games, and you got a big performance from Bobby Shuttleworth tonight to help you get through some of those swales. How did you assess the performance of your goalkeeper tonight?
I think Bobby was great. I think Bobby, you know, that first save that really, you know, sprung us into, and a goalkeeper makes a save that should, he pulled one back, really. I mean, let's be honest, the Schoenfeld was inside the six, and Bobby saves it. And it was just that game, you just had a lot of energy to it. And so to make that save there, it felt like that gave us a boost, and we scored right after it. So I thought he was huge. And a couple other saves, and just his presence in the box, I thought was really good. So, you know, I think you know, you get into this time of year where one or two saves are the difference between 3 points and no points. And you know, tonight Bobby was in the right spot and really commanded the area.
Greg,
what was going through your mind when Columbus had those late free kicks?
I like the one Eagle ran over it, I'm not going to lie. Nor took it. Because, you know, Higuain is such a special player. I mean, I think, you know, we work all week on not fouling in those areas. And but at the same time, it's hard because, you know, I thought Tashani was really good again. And, you know, he's so strong, so you're gonna foul it somewhere along the way. And I thought our wall did a nice job there. And, you know, we were prepared. But, you know, Higuain at any moment can change that game. And he was a really good player again tonight.
Brian.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
How you doing, Jay?
I'm all right.
Good.
What do you got for me, Brian? Your favorite word is going to be sloppy. I know. It's going to be a sloppy game. It's just, he's got every article says sloppy in it. Sloppy this. What do you got? That's for my wife.
In the moments leading up to the game winner, what were you seeing from your team? Because it did look like the crew were kind of pressing for the go-ahead themselves.
I kind of want to, you know, cordially disagree, because I thought we were pressing for the game as well. We made the sub to go from Scotty to Daigo to really go for it. But at the same time, you're opening yourself up. So at the same time that they were going, we were going. I think that they're a really good team on the break, and they're an excellent team. I mean, they beat us twice this year, and so we know that they're really good. But at the same time, I think that, you know, when you're at home, you got to take those risks, and we took the risk. I mean, we don't have many ties for a reason, because we're going for it, and unfortunately it costs us sometimes. But tonight, you know, we were rewarded.
With the weather conditions, downpour like that, how difficult is it to fight through that mentally?
It's not the downpour; it's just the field was so fast. The weather outside the field is not an issue, but the field was so fast that every touch had to be perfect. And I think, you know, I think both teams struggled with the slickness, the how slick the surface was. Yeah, you know, I think this week was telling, because we played well last week, and I thought Farrell did a great job sliding in. But AJ has been, and Jose have just had a great partnership and communication, and I thought AJ and Jose, you know, they were really good tonight. And we risked a lot in our pressure, and so they were stuck one-on-one a lot. And you know, I thought both guys, Jose and AJ, were excellent tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Good.
Coach Jay Heaps gets a win, gets more personality into his press conferences. He's becoming quite the comedian sitting up there, huh? Him and Brian O'Connell now getting into it. Usually you're seeing Frank and Jay getting into it. Jay and the reporters having a fun time in the press conference room. But give it to the coach. Doesn't want people to think that he was sitting back at all tonight. Made an emphasis of it, saying, there's a reason why we don't tie. They only have 3 ties on the year, the New England Revolution do. And it's because of situations like tonight where they're always going for it. Did it pay off? And absolutely it pays off. I think that for all things considered, Jay Heaps, the reason why he's been as successful as he has the past 2 seasons now, essentially getting the Revs in back-to-back playoff appearances, is that they haven't never ever been afraid to go for it. I've talked to Jay Heaps a bunch of times in the past about this. Doesn't like to lose. That's the first thing that Jay hates. The second thing is not seeing his guys go for it all the time. Every minute of the game, he wants the complete roster playing with an intensity that he wouldn't play with. And I mean, this is a guy that demands a lot on the sidelines, and his guys delivered tonight. Now, he said it was a sloppy game. He said it was an ugly game. Yeah, the weather didn't help. I mean, it was torrential downpours on the evening. He said that the pitch played quickly this evening, but you know what? 3 things came into play tonight for the New England Revolution that allowed this win. And again, just real quick, Jay Heaps' press conference this evening has been brought to you by our new friends, Papagayo's Mexican Kitchen at Assembly Row in Somerville. Get a taste of fine Mexican cuisine today by visiting Papagayo's on 331 Great River Road in Somerville, Massachusetts. Jay got great play out of his midfielders tonight. You had the set piece that went the Revs' way when Jermaine Jones reads the high Columbus line. Bobby Shuttleworth stood on his head tonight. I mean, huge key saves. and the Revs took advantage of the opportunities that they had in front of them. So they get the 2-1 win here tonight against the Columbus Crew. Dispel the Crew, who have had the Revs number all year. The Revs now 15-13-3 on the year, 48 points. The Crew 11-10-10 with 43 points as well. 10 o'clock on the East Coast here. You're listening to 1510 WUFC. We'll take a break when we come on back. Brian Bilello still on the cards. Still a lot more to talk about. Sound off on tonight's win. 617-237-1234. 617-237-1234. Back with more after this.
Personality Radio is back on 1510 WUFC. 1510 WUFC Boston.
Are you looking for an authentic Italian meal in an intimate setting? Then you'll want to dine at Terra Mia's. This North End Italian restaurant provides a simply divine culinary experience and, as quoted in Zagat's restaurant guide, pastas without compare. And it's reasonably priced. This North End gem will keep you coming back. Terra Mia is simply the best Italian restaurant in all of Boston. Call 617-523-3112, 617-523-3112, or terramiarestaurante.com.
Students, when I call the reason for your absences throughout the years, please exit the auditorium without your high school diploma. Too tired? Family trip? Sick day? Starting the holidays early.
Starting in the sixth grade, students who miss 18 days or more of school in a year for any reason will fall behind and risk not graduating high school. How many days of school has your child missed this year? Absences add up. Keep track at boostattendance.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
JP3 Graphics in Weymouth can help you out with all your custom graphic needs, specializing in custom vinyl stickers, motocross graphics, truck lettering, vehicle wraps, landscaping signs, and more. When you need something designed and printed, JP3 Graphics can do it for you, giving you the professional look you need without the high cost. Call JP3 Graphics today. Mention this ad and the setup is free. 781-812-0846.
Do you need access to money? Do you need cash today? If you are receiving a structured settlement due to a lawsuit, or you are receiving pension payments over a long period of time, the Money Settlement Hotline can get you instant funding now. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. It's true. If you're receiving a structured settlement or pension payment spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount immediately, then you need to call now. They will turn your long-term structured settlement or pension payments into a lump sum larger cash payout, so you'll get all of your money instantly. If you have a structured settlement or pension and you want cash today, call the Money Settlement Hotline right now. 877-320-6607. 877-320-6607. 877-320-6607. That's 877-320-6607.
The South Shore's historic Italian restaurant, the Venetian in Weymouth, has been proudly serving families for close to 100 years. Family-owned and operated using Grandma's recipes for that authentic Italian touch, Venetian serves lunch and dinner, specials daily, and breakfast on the weekends. Join them Wednesdays and Thursdays for live music. Planning a party? Let the Venetian do catering for you. The Venetian, 909 Broad Street in Weymouth. Call for takeout, 781-337-4363. 781-337-4363.
It's 1510 WUFC. Welcome back to the New England Revolution post-match report. I'm your host, Tom Quinlan. We're live down here at Gillette Stadium this evening, recapping what has been a successful night for the New England Revolution, a 2-1 victory over that pesky team out in Columbus, Ohio, the Crew, who have had the Revs number all year. And this was a stat that I had kept on alluding to during the week was that the Revs, the last time the Revs, because you remember a week ago from Friday, the Revs beat Kansas City, and it's the first time that they've swept the team, a three-game sweep of a team, a Sporting Kansas City ever. But The only time that they went unbeaten against Kansas City was in 99 when the Revs went 2-0 against a team that wasn't even called Sporting Kansas City yet. But ironically enough, that same year, the Columbus Crew went a perfect 4-0 against New England. So the fact that the Revs were able to pull this one out here tonight and just dispel that stat and really now just carry the momentum to the rest of the month of October with three games left. You got Montreal up next. You got Houston following that. And then you close out the season at home here against Toronto. But like I said, I don't think you're worried about playoff seeding now. I mean, we're past that. We're now worried about where this team finishes within respect to the top three. We'll see what happens. 617-237-1234. 617-237-1234. Call in, sound off. Let me know how you feel. Bobby Shuttleworth has not been a person on this show that's gotten a lot of love from you fans. So tonight I want to hear you guys. Give the man some love. Made a huge couple of saves on the evening that kept this game in favor of the Reps. So call in. Give the guy some credit, and we'll go from there. Let's start off the night with Will in Newton, who will sound off for the first time this evening. Will, welcome on to the show. How are you?
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. First of all, just want to say Bobby Shuttleworth played a great game, did well. He deserves a lot of credit for what he did. But I want to get your take. We pick up 3 points tonight. D.C. drops points. In D.C., Philadelphia drops points in D.C. Do we take first place? Is this the first step to getting to first place?
I don't see Philadelphia taking points away from D.C. Realistically, I think D.C. is a lock for first place. I think the thing that made it a lock was last night just getting any type of result from Sporting Kansas City. I mean, for all things considered, Kansas City has a much more difficult schedule than DC United does. Will, I don't know if you really do follow the league as much and the surrounding stuff, but the Champions League schedule for DC United and Sporting Kansas City is vastly different. Sporting Kansas City has to go down and play, and they're both road Champions League games for DC United and Kansas City, but I think the road games in the Champions League for Kansas City are going to be much more harder for them than instead of DC United. You know, DC's got Houston, Chicago, and Montreal to finish out the Houston, Chicago, Montreal to finish out the month of October and to finish out the season. They got three games in 7 days here. Chicago, Toro, and Montreal. But I don't see the DC having a problem with any of those MLS teams. They might have a problem with the CONCACAF Champions League game, sure. But I think on the MLS side of things, DC United is good, and they're good for that number one seed.
Oh, ye of little faith, we will take the first spot. Just watch. New England's coming out, everyone in the league. Y'all watch out. We're going for first place. W's all the way.
Well, you know what? You've got a lot of faith right now, and after a performance like tonight where you saw flashes of brilliance, I thought, from the New England Revolution, the fact that you were able to close it out tonight was huge. Will, thanks for the call, man, and get home safe, all right? Anything else you want to go leave off with?
Have a good night.
All right, you too. 617-237-1234. 617-237-1234. Listen, I'm not saying it's impossible for the Revs to reach first place. I'm just saying it's unlikely. And you know what? Now you look on to Montreal. Where is Montreal in their season right now? Where are the Revs in their season? Where are Montreal in their season? Well, the Revs, as I've said, they've gone 7-1-1 in their last nine games, New England has. And that's, listen, from where this team was a couple of months ago, where they lost 9 out of 10 from July, from June to the beginning of August, to now where you're essentially in a comfortable playoff position, you should not be worried about losing 9 out of 10. You should not be worried about the lack of goal production that you had earlier in the season. Any of the concerns that you had pre-Jermaine Jones signing, throw him away. Put him in the garbage. Send a love note off to him. Just don't worry about it anymore. This is a much different team, and you saw that tonight. And regardless of the fact that Coach Heaps thinks it's a bad performance from the Reps, bad, sloppy, ugly, whatever words that you want to use, it wasn't pretty tonight. But it got the job done, didn't it? Didn't he get past Columbus? I mean, the Reps have won a couple of these ugly games this year. The game, the first time that you beat Kansas City was an ugly game back in April. The first time that you won against, you won in the season, and that was against San Jose, That was ugly. But you've had, you've won in many different ways here. You've won close games. You've won big games. You've won games at the end. Jermaine Jones. Jermaine Jones has got a quick fact on him. I think he's got at least an assist or a goal in every game that he started this year. And he only didn't start two games, and they're only one loss with him on this roster. Damn impressive record. And that's the things that you got to be focusing on as you're heading into the stretch run of this thing. Now, I'm not saying that you've got all the answers moving forward. I think you've got some questions in certain areas with some guys right now that who could be a possible concern. I think Jose Gonsalves, he's got to be a little careful. You know, listen, I like Jose a lot. He's played a much better game recently, but he's got to be more of under controlled with his temper, I think, sometimes. And then the next thing, too, is that can you get the consistent play out of Bobby like this? Can you consistently see Bobby make big saves in these situations and, you know, have him answer the call of not being afraid? And it's not Bobby's never afraid. Bobby stands in between the pipes and does his job. But can you see the ball like this as good as he has recently? And it comes down to the defense being as strong. Defensively, that's the questions I have moving forward. Can you be as consistent as you were? I think the offense is fine. I don't think you have to tinker much with the offense. And you saw Jay stick to his guns here tonight. But defensively, stay strong, because you've rotated a lot of guys in and out of that system this year. But we'll digress, and we'll talk more with you guys in a couple of minutes. 617-237-1234. Line up the phones right now. But joining us on the New England Revolution post-match report is Mr. Brian Bolello, president of your New England Revolution. Mr. Bolello, quite the week for you. How are you?
I'm good. A little jet lagged, but in good spirits.
Yeah, you're awake here for tonight's game? I'll tell you what, I real quick, this morning we're doing on New England Soccer Weekly, and I glance over to Sporting's, to their Twitter page. I don't know if it was their academy or somebody was playing today, but they were winning 10-0 by 12:30 this afternoon. So I was trying to figure out who had a better week, Sporting in Portugal or you guys?
Well, I think we probably had a little bit of a better week. I was at the Champions League match that they dropped to Chelsea. They played quite well, actually. I thought they were going to get a goal or even two in the second half. But great group out there. We had a great time with them.
We'll talk about the affiliation in just a couple of minutes here. But your opening thoughts on an incredible victory tonight that now, I mean, it's not official with MLS yet, but I'm going to start saying it. We're starting to harvest for November up in here in Foxborough, huh?
Yeah, we've obviously still have some work to do. We haven't clinched a spot yet, but we certainly put ourselves in a good position tonight with another win, and especially a big 6-point like this. You know, if we drop 3 points tonight to Columbus, they're ahead of us in the standings. So this was a really massive game for us, and it was great to fight through it and get the win.
Jermaine Jones has been clutch in almost every single game for you guys this year. The two games that he was in clutch, his first game he came on as a sub in Toronto. The game was already well won by that point. And the only other time where he wasn't effective was in Columbus, where you rebound from that loss against the Crew tonight and you dispel everything that went against them this year. But Jermaine Jones as the provider for this team, I mean, he's doing everything that essentially you guys were looking for when you signed him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, yeah, he's been great in the locker room, and the fans have seen he's been outstanding on the field. So it was a guy that we were pretty confident in when we brought him in here of what we could do, and I think he's been, you know, as good if not better than advertised for us.
What does it take to win? And you know, it's 2014 now. This is a much different league than it was when we first started way back in the day. What is it gonna? And not way back in the day is like mid '90s. What is it gonna take now to for a team like you guys that are just riding the momentum at the right time? What does it take for you for a team like you to get over the hump and get to the pinnacle?
I mean, it depends if you're looking at short and long term. So I guess when you started the question, I was thinking more long term things. And you know, when Michael and I sat down a few years ago and put together the plan for the team, it was important to us to try and be successful across every single mechanism we could in that MLS has. So whether it's the academy, the draft, the waiver wire, re-entry drafts, international signings, designated players, we looked at every single category of roster move that we can make and said we need to be strong across all these. And I think in our league, to be successful, you can't just do it through the academy. You can't just do it by signing designated players. You can't just do it by drafting. You really have to hit it on all fronts. And when you look at our team, you know, we've got guys like Bobby and Andrew and Kellen that we drafted, and AJ that we drafted, Chris Tierney. We've got players like Diego and Caldwell through our academy system. We've got international signings like Jose, and then we've got Charlie Davis, a U.S. international that came back, and then obviously Jermaine as a designated player signing. So, you know, I think we've done a good job at really trying to take advantage of every mechanism this league has, because I think if you don't do that, you can't long-term have success. And so, you know, starting a few years ago, we really wanted to make sure we could be successful across all those areas. And then, you know, in the short term, in terms of the next, you know, hopefully I'll call it 2 months, it's just playing well. It's playing up to your ability. And obviously the last couple months especially, we've done just that. And so you've got to have everything going well. These teams are all very, very good. I mean, we've won a lot of games recently, but there aren't a lot of 3-0, 4-0, you know, even 2-0 wins in that group. The other teams are going to put up a fight, and when you're in the playoffs, they're going to put up a fight. So you're going to have to be able to win one-goal games for sure.
Moving on with Revs president Brian Bilello, who joins us now after an exciting 2-1 win tonight over the Columbus Crew. And backtracking to the middle of the week, as you said, you traveled over to Portugal, a great trip I can imagine for you guys. First off, the move itself, I thought, came a little out of left field. I don't think many people were expecting such a dramatic announcement like this with a partnership with such a prestigious team worldwide. What was this like for you, this process? Can you take us through it started, I guess, back in June from what I read through the press release when their representatives came over here and saw the atmosphere at Gillette Stadium. What was that like, the couple of months to get this partnership put together?
Yeah, it did. It started a little bit before that, just in some conversations and to set up that time. And when Portugal came over here to play Mexico, they had a few of their board members, including their president, who were here for that match. And so Michael and I met with their president, another one of their board members, and just really talked through what this could be. And I think, frankly, going into it on our end, we're always a little bit skeptical. There's been a lot of partnerships, and we've never done one. And specifically because most of the time there really isn't a lot to them. You announce a partnership and what does it really mean to have it? What are you really going to do? You're going to get anything? And through that conversation, we could see that they were very, very serious about it, but also open to helping us, to loaning players to us, to letting us know about, you know, players that might be available, players that they scout that for whatever reason they may not want to bring into their team right now, but that might be good fits for us. And I think most importantly, they knew the league. You know, they have Montero, they have Urizel now. They understand the types of players that are in our league. They understand how it works with our league. So I think they really knew what they were getting into and what they wanted to do. And so that gave us the confidence that this was an organization that was serious about this partnership and had really thought through it well. And if we didn't think that we were going to get something out of this and that we could help them, obviously, in return, we wouldn't have done it. We haven't done it yet. So I'm very confident that we're going to get over time players out of this relationship.
When do you think we'll start seeing the effects of this relationship? Would you say towards the off season we'll start seeing more of a hands-on back and forth between you guys?
Yeah, I mean, certainly on a first team basis, it'll be in those various windows, those transfer window times that we would look at things. And look, this winter maybe we'll get a player, you know, on loan or signed permanently from Sporting, but maybe we won't. But I do think over time there will be players that come over from Sporting to our organization. So, again, I can't guarantee that's going to happen because we're not going to force it, but I do think it will happen. And on the academy side, I think there'll be some benefits right away in terms of learning and sharing and again, having opportunities, whether it's to send a whole team over or even individual players for an extended period of time. So I think there's a lot of layers to this, and we're really, really excited about it.
With your academy, could you see a benefit of sending some of your guys over?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I mean, if you have a kid who's in our academy for 4 or 5 years, potentially having him go over there for, again, a short period of time or even a long period of time, just to change things up, just to get a different experience, I think is something that could be very, very valuable.
All right, Brian Bilodeau with us just for one more minute here before we let him go. Just some MLS news I'm interested in, because you look at the financials of the league and you look at the way the league has progressively continued to grow here over the years, and now with the announcement of some sellings of some franchises, obviously Chivas USA, north of $100 million that franchise is going to go for. Recently I heard New York Red Bull, should they sell, it's going to be worth like $300 million. That includes the stadium as well. What do you think the average price is for an MLS team right now?
Well, I actually have a lot of knowledge of that situation through meetings I'm in, so I probably couldn't comment on it because I wouldn't be guessing.
Fair enough. Brian Bilodeau, president of the New England Revolution, joining us on the post-match report. Hey, listen, I figured I'd try once. Can't find a follow-up question right
there.
Trying
to get me in trouble, Tom. Trying to get me in trouble.
That's the look. That's the look. All right, 617-237-1234. We'll take a break when we come on back. Final thoughts on the night. Go nowhere.
Is the IRS knocking on your door for back taxes? Are you being threatened with bank levies or wage garnishments? Let us negotiate with the IRS for you. It's a lot easier. We deal with the IRS every day, so you don't have to. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, or you haven't filed in a while, pick up your cell phone and call now for free information. We have experts standing by right now who know the tax codes and know the secrets to settle your back taxes for less. If you qualify, we'll explain to you how we may be able to settle your taxes for less than what you currently owe. So call today for your free evaluation. Remember our motto, if you can't pay your back taxes, call now, see if you can pay less. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Alpha Tax now for free advice on how you can pay less.
800-511-3026, 800-511-3026. 800-511-3026, 800-511-3026.
There are times that truly call for Miller High Life, the champagne of beers. Like when Jerry Boyle of Orlando, Florida, attempted to unite 5 different remote controls into 1 universal clicker. TV, cable, DVD, stereo, surround sound. Few mortals had ever achieved that level of techno-nirvana. But eschewing any form of purposely confusing instruction, Jerry bravely spent 7.5 hours randomly pointing clickers and pushing buttons until he magically stumbled on whatever sadistic code those universal remote guys guard their hardware with. And when the gates to absolute power over all his devices were suddenly opened to him, Jerry celebrated as one should, with the champagne of beers. And as his neighbors gathered to toast their newfound Rec Room King, Jerry realized that this is the high life. Miller High Life. Great beer, great responsibility. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now 1-800-593-5634. 1-800-593-5634. That's 1-800-593-5634.
WUFC. WUFC. Welcome back to the New England Revolution post-match report. Revs, 2-1 winners tonight over the Columbus Crew. Thank you very much, Brad Calandrella. Thank you again to Brian Bolello for joining us on the post-match report this evening. And again, Brian is brought to you by our friends at Papagayo's Mexican Kitchen and Tequila Bar in Assembly Row. Assembly Row in Somerville, visit them in person, 331 Great River Road in Somerville, Papagayo's Mexican Kitchen. You're not going to be going home unhappy. And got some exciting stuff down the line. Hopefully soon we can announce with Papagayo's. But please get out there tonight and tell them Tommy from 1510 sent you. 10:25 right now, the current time in the evening here on the East Coast. As I said again, Revs 2-1 winners tonight over the Columbus Crew. We've got Cornelius in Quincy right now who wants to talk about the Revs tonight. 617-237-1234. Cornelius, what's up?
Oh, what's up, Thomas?
How you doing?
Oh, man, today was a great game.
Yeah, great game for the Revs. You know, I would say
the rain, it was perfect. It was perfect.
So what's your thoughts on the night? And you might want to turn your radio down.
What's the thoughts on my night? Well, my thoughts on the night are they should use Li Yen way more. However, you know, I think it worked out well in the end. MV Li.
That's right. Well, I think they're using Li Yen enough already. I mean, the guy's 9-1. I think the number is. Let me look. Yeah, 9-1 when. Excuse me, 10-1 now when Li Yen scored. So. I think they're using them enough. Cornelius, any final thoughts on the night?
Any final thoughts on the night? It was a great win, and I'm looking forward to the next one.
All right. Thank you very much, Cornelius. Enjoy the night.
Oh, you too, Tom.
All right. 617-237-1234. 617-237-1234. Brad Calandrella back in Quincy. We got anybody?
No one's on right now, but people should call in right now.
People should call in right now, Brad. Are you happy? Are you as excited as the people of New England are?
I am. I am thrilled. You know, for a first-time soccer fan, I'm pumped to see some playoff soccer action in November. It's going to be a great playoff push.
All right. So we got this is a new segment of the show. We tried doing this last time we were down here at Gillette Stadium. We have a player press conference right now. This is courtesy of Seth Maycomber of the Benton Muskets. So shout out to Seth Maycomber. I think we've got Jermaine Jones. I think this is Jermaine Jones who we have here. So go inside the locker room. Now let's get the thoughts of the players this evening. Hopping into the locker room with the New England Revolution.
I think, you know, it was a great victory for us, great 3 points. And
that's Li Yen that we're hearing right here. So this is Li Yen after the win tonight with your New England Revolution.
Team played tonight.
I think, you know, it was a great victory for us, great 3 points. And I think the team did really great to grind out a win there. It's tough. Columbus comes in here, and then they were trying to play. And, you know, we did our best. I think trying to force some turnovers up in our second half, and you know, we did a great job to get on a jump early.
What made it possible for you to be able to score that first goal?
I think it's just, you know, we were able to keep the pressure high, and we were able to win the ball on their side of the half, and Teal put in a great ball that was, you know, pretty dangerous, and you know, Charlie did great to you know, try to put a head on it, and it just fell to me, and you know, I was able to take a touch and put it away.
How much of the conditions, especially the speed and surface, affect the way you play a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely tough. The ball's slippery. It's playing a lot faster than normal. But, you know, it's the same for both sides. And I think we did great, you know, playing on this kind of surface and putting pressure on a team that tries to play no matter what. So, you know, credit to the guys for this grind.
Is a little surprised Jermaine scored the winning goals?
No, I mean, he's always a threat on set pieces. So, I mean, he should have had a couple earlier in the, you know, a couple games earlier. You know, I think it was just unlucky. And then to come out with a header here in a very crucial time when we really needed 3 points, it was great for us. And I think it's great for Jermaine as well.
Are you surprised at all that Jermaine Jones has come into the league and had this instant impact? Because we've seen big names like even Clint Dempsey have a hard time when they come to MLS.
I think Clint's doing pretty good.
well, when he first came, that was first half a year.
No, Jermaine's, you know, he's world class, and You know, he's a competitor. He wants to win. So, you know, he fits perfect into our system, what we're trying to do. And you could tell right away, you know, he was going to fit in well with these guys, you know, the way he plays. And, you know, I think he's done well since he's came in here.
That's Jermaine Jones. And again, thank you to Seth Make. That's Lee Wynn talking about Jermaine Jones there to wrap up his post-game thoughts on the evening. And again, a shout-out to Seth Makehomer from the Benton Musket for hooking us up with that sound right there. Thank you very much, Seth. Follow Seth on Twitter at SethMan31. Follow the Benton Musket on Twitter at the Benton Musket, as you know, on SB Nation. And he's here and there. I mean, Jermaine Jones is a world-class player. He has really brought a new dynamic and a new feel to this roster here, if you will. I mean, you're not going into games anymore intimidated. You're not going down into games anymore where you're like, oh, we're the little guy. Got to go fight up with the big guy now. Well, now you got your bully. Now you got your guy to push around the competition. I mean, Jermaine Jones has added a fight to this team, has added a resiliency to this team that has not been there in the past. I said it before, the midfield in this time of year now, opposed to last year, much different. And why? Well, it obviously is with Jermaine Jones, but you're not dead now. You're not like you're not dragging through games. Imagine this. Imagine what this roster would be if you had Juan Agudelo on it still. I mean, it's strictly speculation, but, you know, would you play with two up top if you had Juan right now? Would you play in a 4-4-2 diamond with Charlie and Juan, Lee in the middle, Kellen and Teal on the outside wings, and then Jermaine is your holding midfielder? Could that be the roster, the starting 11 here in New England? I don't know. I mean, that's strictly speculation. I think that, you know, this is a roster now. I mean, that's good enough to win. You hear the confidence that, you know, this front office emanates when they speak. They feel good going into the playoffs. They know the job is not done yet. Brian said that, you know, for all things considered, Brian did say that this is not a done deal yet. Do not put it in the bag yet. But I'm putting it in the bag. I'm telling you right now, book your tickets for November. Get ready for, if you're on the Midnight Riders or you're in these supporters groups and you're going to be traveling, book your flights now. Get your hotels ready. Because we're going to the playoffs, baby. It's coming to Foxborough again. And I'll tell you right now, you're not dropping any lower than three. This is a team that is destined for a top three finish. I think that you're making life much more difficult for guys like Peter Vermees and Mike Petke. Obviously, everything's much more difficult now for the Columbus Crew. But especially for Petke and Vermees, you're making those two go at it with each other. That last game between Sporting and New York in Kansas City is going to be one heck of a game, especially from a neutral's perspective of it, because those two teams are going to beat the hell out of each other, and Kansas City is going to be dead. Three games in 9 days for Kansas City, and yeah, it's not the craziest and toughest of schedules, or at least it shouldn't be. You wouldn't think with a team that won the league last year and won the Eastern Conference last year pretty easily, you don't think that Chicago, Philadelphia should be tough. But when you go Philadelphia, Saprissa in a Champions League game, and New York, three games in 8 days when you didn't even survive, three games in 9 days, I am going to be shocked. Shocked. If Kansas City finishes in the top two this year. I don't think they finish in the top three. I think New York makes the jump over Kansas City. Yeah, they've got a CONCACAF Champions League match, New York does. But Toronto and Columbus are going to be much weaker than with what Kansas City's got to see. And yeah, they're playing Chicago. But Chicago has tied more teams than anybody this year. So Chicago's got like 17 ties. Chicago could tie a pair of Velcro sneakers. Thank you very much, Mike McGee. So, if you're listening right now and you're a fan of Sporting KC, or you're supporting those guys down there in Kansas City, don't think that this is a team that's finishing the top three, because they're not. I mean, Dom Dwyer, Benny Failhaber, these are guys that were supposed to be MVP candidates. They're not anymore. Dwyer, one of the top scorers in the league. Benny Failhaber, probably one of the top midfielders still in the league. Fine. Not MVP candidates. The MVPs lie in New England. Had Jermaine Jones played a full year, he would have probably been an MVP right now. Lee wins an MVP. Imagine how much better this team would have been this year had you had Jermaine Jones all year long. Would you have lost 9 out of 10 with Jermaine Jones? I mean, at this point, Jermaine Jones is better than advertised. As I said, the guy in four starts this year is 4-0 and has had at least a goal or an assist in all four games. I'm pretty sure he's had a goal in his last two games. And Kansas City, obviously the winner last week and the winner tonight versus Columbus. But he had an assist versus Montreal, and I'm pretty sure he had an assist as well versus Chicago. So he got two assists and two goals, and the guy just keeps on working his ass off when he's on the field. He's one of the best players for a reason, and it's because of nights like tonight where he proves himself. I mean, listen, good teams do not lose games like this. If you're a good team in MLS, you win a game like tonight, where you are literally with three more points, 1 point away from a playoff clincher. I told you, I'm putting the Rebs into November right now. Start the harvest. It's time to start looking forward to what this team is going to have to deal with in November. Is it going to be, well, you're going to have to deal with New York? I think it could be New York and Kansas City, New York and New England open up the playoffs. How do you feel? 617-237-1234, 1036, the current time on the East Coast. 1510 WUFC, Brad Calandrello's back in Quincy, Massachusetts. He's taking your calls. I'm Tom Quinlan. We're here live on location at Gillette Stadium. And there were times tonight that Columbus should have won this game. It probably should have been 2-1 in the first half, but Bobby Shuttleworth stood on his head and got it done for the Rebs. You know, it's not just that Bobby made the saves tonight that, you know, you give him the credit for. You know, the one thing that has remained consistent with this team all year is once you get Bobby into a position where he's starting to have shots peppered at him and he's got pressure surrounding him constantly, he really doesn't necessarily do well. Tonight, answered the call. Six saves, all of them very important and big. And I mean, a couple of times in the box, Columbus breaks the back line of New England, and you're thinking, oh no, here we go again. Oh no, Columbus is going to score. Oh no! The Revs cannot shut down Ethan Finley. They can't shut down Higuain. They're getting tossed all over the place by that midfield. Tony Chani was playing hard. Justin Meerum didn't have the greatest of nights. But Aaron Schoenfeld, Ethan Finley, and Tony Chani were probably the most effective for Columbus tonight. Just couldn't finish it off. And losing Waylon Francis is going to be really detrimental to that team for the next two games that you don't have Waylon Francis in there for Columbus. I think that's huge because you're breaking up that defensive pairing of Francis, Tyson Wall, Michael Parkhurst, and Eric Gehrig. So I don't think Columbus sits in a good situation at all right now. And even though the Revs had some costly turnovers and defensive lapses, you know, the several times that Columbus was able to quickly and evasively breach New England's back line, I said it, Bobby Shuttleworth answers the call tonight. And for you people that are worried about Bobby's performance heading into the playoffs, don't be. He made his saves. He's proven to be the guy this year. 14 wins. All right? He doubled his win total from last year just now. Do you people realize that now? Do you know that? Do you know that Bobby Shuttleworth has gotten this team 14 wins this year? 14! Something that nobody expected for a guy that was replacing a legend in Matt Rhys. You did not expect Bobby Shuttleworth to get 14 wins. Not enough people in this area had faith that he could even get you 10. 10! And he got you 14 this year. And another thing, too. And not something that we didn't get to talk about with Brian about. But we will talk about it soon. I guarantee you. What do you do with Jay Heaps? Because guess what? He has been plus in the win column every year since taking over. 14 wins last year, now 15 wins this year. I think he had 9 wins his first year. He went 14 wins his second year, and now 15 this year. And they ain't done yet. No, you can bank on that one, too, that the Revs will finish with more than 15 wins. I'm saying, I've said 16, 17. I'm still saying it. 16, 17 wins for this team this year. And that for where you were at one point in this year, it's amazing. 617-237-1234. Final 5 minutes. Let's take you around the league and tell you what happened in the weekend, what to expect for the rest of the week. And we start off with Philadelphia and Chicago, kid. That game finished in a 1-1 draw. And if you're Philadelphia, needed that one last night. You were desperate for 3 points last night because, well, first off, you would have kept the pressure on Columbus. Had you won last night if you were Philadelphia? You'd have 41 points. You'd be in sixth place, and you'd be 2 points behind the Columbus Crew, but you have 39 points. And now you're sitting in seventh place, and it looks virtually impossible, folks, for Philadelphia to break out of this. So I don't think Philadelphia makes it to the playoffs. But, hey, it ain't over yet. Listen, the Revs were sitting below the red line on the final day last year, too, and they ended up in third place. DC and KC finished in a 0-0 draw. Thierry Henry, the legend, gets it done for New York Red Bulls, a 1-0 victory down at Red Bull Arena earlier today. New York now, fourth place, 44 points, 11-9-11. The Revs have a lot of comfortable space between them and New York, but, I mean, 3, 4, and 5 right now is all bunched up, and that's going to be fun to see how that plays out. Vancouver, 2-0 winners over FC Dallas. Sebastian Fernandez with a brace. Both goals coming in the first half, 4 minutes apart, in the 14th minute and the 18th minute. And Vancouver, my boys, Carl Robinson, I got faith. Now 4 points up on sixth place, Portland Timbers. Vancouver up just above the red line in fifth place with 43 points. Portland in sixth place with 39 points. That'll be fun to see how that finishes up in the West. In New England, we already know tonight, 2-1 winners over the Columbus Crew. Lee Wynn with a goal in the 20th minute. Ethan Finley equalized in the 25th, but Jermaine Jones ended it for the Revs in the 67th minute with the winner tonight. And now to the night games. You got LA that hosts Toronto in a massive game between two teams that are going in two very different directions. Toronto loses tonight. You could write the story on them. They're done. They're dead. San Jose and Portland. Big 3 points at hand for Portland tonight. As I just said, they're sitting 4 points behind Vancouver right now. So if they lose, they'll stay 4 points behind. If they win, they'll be 1 point behind. But it is getting very tight there. And then our Sunday games. Colorado plays Seattle tomorrow. Chicago hosts Montreal. Colorado hosts Seattle at 3 o'clock on Unimas. And then Chicago hosts Montreal at 5 o'clock. And the late game tomorrow night is Chivas USA and Real Salt Lake. That starts at 7 o'clock. So 3 minutes left in the show here. Again, Revs, 2-1 winners tonight over the Columbus Crew. Now 15-13-3 on the year with 48 points. Columbus, 11-10-10 on the year with 43 points. New England, second place comfortably. They're going to be sitting there for a while, folks. Get your playoff tickets ready, as I've been saying all evening long, because New England pretty much just locked up a slot for November tonight. DC United, who's already clinched last night, 52 points at 15-9-7. New England, second place with 48 points, 15-13-3. Kansas City in third place with 46 points at 13-11-7. New York in fourth place with 44 points at 11-9-11. And in fifth place at 11-10-10. With 43 points is the Columbus Crew. So there you go. Again, calls courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet this evening. We'll return next week when the Revs take on Montreal. In what you got to feel has got to be a layup, folks, after what you saw here tonight and pulling off the win. And not just, impressive fashion, but pulling it off like winners would. You get it done and you solidify what I say is a home is a playoff spot. But next week, the post-match report returns 6 p.m. On next Saturday. 4 o'clock is the game. 6 o'clock is the post-game show. So, again, thanks again to our friends Papagayos. Thanks again to Brian Bolello. And thanks again to Jay Heaps. Brad Calandrella, thank you. I'm Tom Quinlan. Thank you to our callers. Revs 2-1 winners tonight. We'll see you next week.